K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Coming to you here in Manhattan, Kansas. As usual, folks, you're going to get back-to-back daily dose of K-State content here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Since you guys missed out on yesterday's content, usually I've been putting daily content for the last about a month progress of that of daily content since the summer has arrived late June. So you're gonna get back-to-back coverage tomorrow and of course our football Friday segment as well. Again, this podcast is all about, I should start off with that, all things K-State, and we're gonna jump in here real quickly here. Jane Casanovan, I mentioned her on the last edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, that she entered the finals. Well, the former K-State star, now alumna, obviously, and she's a current volunteer coach at K-State for the track and field team, scored bronze medal, folks, over the weekend, last weekend, in the World Athletics Championships at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon, which I've been talking about that for the last several times. Since the last episodes of this podcast, it's still going on right now as I speak here on this Thursday morning. But yes, Jane Casanovic scored a bronze. That's big. Obviously, we've had prize success in the Olympics or in the World Championships, and Jane Casanovic, add her to the list of K-State studs in the track and fields area to score a huge medal. Either the Olympic Games or in the World Championships, from Lawson, Missouri, Casanova collected her first medal at an international competition with a throw. And I gotta go back here. I believe it was the hammer throw. I believe as well. Her throw that earned her the bronze medal, 245.7 feet. Which marked her sixth consecutive meet that she has registered a throw of more than 74 meters. Oh, by the way, 74 meters, almost 75 meters to be exact. She entered the competition ranking fifth in the world in the event after posting a personal best throw in the qualifying round of 78 meters, which equaled out to 255 at a U.S. Track and Field Throws Fest back in May 21st at the TrackMan Stadium in Tucson, Arizona. Casanovic was part of Team USA content, which won two of the three medals in the women's hammer throw, as teammate Brooke Anderson won gold medal with a toss of 78.96 meters, which equaled out to 259 feet. Excuse me. Anderson also defeated Casanovic for the gold medal at the U.S. Track and Field Championships on June 23rd. Team Canada member Cameron Rogers collected the silver medal with a throw of 75.5 meters, 247 feet there as well. Greg Watson, who has been coaching her Casanovic's progress in here, put it this way, quote, "To compete with the best in the world and come out with a medal in front of your home country is a dream come true. We are so proud of her!" Exclamation point. Yeah, lots of exclamation points. A lot of big memories coming out of this World Championships already. I can name a few. I'm not going to go down that route. Well, I'm going to say this. The U.S. men's 100-meter hurdles, 1-2-3 sweep at home soil, along with several others to note. I'll probably mention those at a future daily or a weekly podcast down the line somewhere. But yeah, Casanovic bringing home the bronze medal to K-State. She's not a student anymore, obviously. She's an alumni, and she's a volunteer track coach here in Manhattan. That's huge, man. And especially do it on home soil. That's even bigger. I mean, you always want to do well in front of your family and friends, especially on home soil. In Eugene, Oregon, what's the word I want to call it? The universal area, if you will. The Super Bowl. Yes, the Super Bowl running. And you can call it Boston Marathon, maybe popularly the Super Bowl of running. Everyone wants to run that at some point, too. But to This is probably bigger. You know, world championships, making a U.S. team. Not only that, but to perform at your best and to score a podium finish. That can't get any better than that. So congratulations to Jen Casanova again. Congratulations to her. Not making the finals, not only doing that, but performing very well and scoring. Basically a 1-3 finish for USA. No, excuse me, 2-3 finish for USA. And to put K-State on the map again in the Olympic, in a track and field setting, whether it's the Olympics or World Championships, can't get any better than that. Michael, a quick note, Michael Beasley was announced. He's going to be in part of that fun time on Friday night down in Wichita, that purple and gray game, I want to say, as well. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. That's a huge name, obviously. We should all know what Michael Beasley. Michael Beasley, the revenge tour continues for him. I'm going to recommend this. I listened to the Pivot. I've been listening to that the last month or so ago, and his episode was on that, and man, just at that time, very heartbreaking story. But yet again, when you look back at it, he is very inspiring. And those guys, Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, Fred Taylor, and those guys do a tremendous job with that podcast. I would recommend you guys go download, check that episode out. He was going through some very hard times. Definitely, he was a second pick in the NBA draft. I can't remember what year it was, but to see him now, he's participating in the Big Three. I don't know what team he's on. I have to look that up where he's at now. Got spotted. He got selected. Finally, we're all wondering he's going to get invited to this K-State alum game in Wichita coming on Friday night. He's going to be part of that. So I don't think we're going to go, unfortunately. But, yeah, it's a must-see down there. Jacob Pullen, Mike McGurl, I think Walker is going to be down there. Michael Beasley's former K-State teammate, they're going to be down there as well. Mike Walker is going to be down there as well. So that is going to be a huge down there to see those guys play. It's going to be something down in Wichita, so we'll definitely keep you apprised over the weekend what's going on down there. I'm pretty sure we'll mention that in episode 110 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition coming up this weekend as well, where I'm trying to figure out the fall schedule, because it is going to be here before we know it. And football season is going to be upon us then. Soccer is going to be kicking off in a couple of weeks, along with volleyball a few weeks later after that. And obviously, the hype around football, way that's been going on as well. So we're going to be restarting our everyday coverage, our daily coverage, every single day, including the weekend on this podcast, covering all things K-State. So exciting times as well. So I'm excited to see what Michael Beasley is going to do as well down there. So he was the latest announcement for that game. I don't have my laptop in front of me at the moment right now, but definitely, we'll mention this again on episode 110 of the Pro Project Podcast. So again, big announcements around the corner, and we've had a couple of commitments today as well. I can't announce that as well if you've been paying it. You've been on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter most of the day, but I've been getting notifications as well. So I know we have commitments to K-State as well. So big day for K-State as well. So yeah, so a lot to pack up there as well. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts. Again, big thank you to Rally in the Valley Auto Fest 2022, also coming down to the next couple of weeks as well in Manhattan, Kansas. West Side will take place outside the parking lot of the Midwest Car Collection Center in Manhattan, Kansas. For those of you especially going to be traveling out of town who listen to this podcast, definitely, and that goes for everybody who listens to this podcast, is going to go out to this event, want to enter your antique classic car, make sure you mention the Pearl Project Podcast. I'm going to try to make a appearance out there as well. I've been kind of, for the last month or so, trying to get the folks on here, and we thought we had it for a while, but I might do a little reaching out here and see. Let them know, and I might be making an appearance out there and try to get their thoughts on it as well. So, unfortunately, on that end, can't get that together, but they let us promote their event throughout the summer, and it's been a blast doing that, partnering up for them, and they're being, I guess you can say, one of our sponsors. Hey, and speaking of that, you want to be a sponsor for the fall, because there's a lot of exciting stuff going on. Obviously, I might be doing a mini, well, not really a mini series, but a weekly series possibility coming up. Definitely want to jump on board. I have some ideas of that. So if you're a sponsor in the local area in Manhattan, Kansas, Little Apple, that want to be a part of this thing, you want to hit me up, DM me at Eddie_3G for more details on that. Woo! Jam-packed edition of this Purple Project Podcast on this Thursday morning, July 21st, in the books. Again, stay tuned for a Football Friday edition. That's been one of our favorite hits. And again, I'll keep that coming, whether it's K-State or high school football on top of that. So a lot to look forward to this summer. And we still got a little bit to go as hot, hot summer rolls on. This has been the Purple Project Podcast Weekly. Not the weekly edition. The Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer. Go Cats. We appreciate you. If you're new to this podcast, welcome on board. Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Go Cats.